A few days ago, the Kingfish wife, Sarah Sapphire, got a letter from her cousin, Sarah Thompson, saying that she was coming up from Georgia. Sapphire planned on meeting her, but she just found out she had to go over to Brooklyn and spend a few days with her mother, who isn't feeling so well. Right now, she's trying to persuade the Kingfish to meet Sarah in her place.
Now, George, I ain't gonna stand here arguing with you. Cousin Sarah is one of my relatives, and somebody is just gonna have to meet her.
Yeah, what'd your relative do in coming up to New York? Is they having another convention of Monsters Anonymous?
George!
They're not just trying to get the thing straight. Which one is Cousin Sarah? She the one that had a picture in the medical journal?
George, don't you dare talk that away. Cousin Sarah is one of my Aunt Martha's children, and they say she's one of the prettiest girls in my whole family.
Well, that don't mean nothing, and if she made a new family that don't have sideburns, is referred to as a raving beauty.
Now, don't you start talking about my family, you bum! What about some of them relatives of yours?
Well, what about them? At least none of them visited in the past 3 years.
That's because ain't none of them been on parole. That's the reason.
Well, I ain't give up hope Uncle Willie might go over the wall for Christmas again. I don't know.
George, there ain't no sense of us arguing. With me over at Mama's, somebody's just gonna have to meet Cousin Sarah, because there was a big item in the paper this morning about a gang of mashers that's been meeting out-of-town girls at the trains and then robbing them of everything they have.
Well, I don't think Cousin Sarah gonna fall for anything like that. If she's anything like her older sister, she's got a couple of pretty good heads on her shoulders.
George, that ain't funny.
McGee?
Cousin Sarah's arriving on the 11 o'clock train tomorrow morning over at the 125th Street Station.
Yeah, well, how I know who she is? I don't even know what the hippopotamus look like.
Well, I never met her neither, George, but she done wired me that she'll be wearing a white carnation. You can't miss her, and I want everything nice for her. I'm leaving $20 here so you can entertain her and show her around New York.
$20. Okay, I'll meet her. But I hope I ain't gonna be embarrassed like the times you had me go down to meet your Aunt Mimi and your Uncle Hubert.
What do you mean embarrassed?
Listen, they were some sight. They got off to 20th Century Limited carrying 3 straw suitcases, a bedroll, a half a watermelon, and a pig. And believe me, the pig was the most presentable of the three. Well, this escort bureau idea of mine work out. I'll have Andy begging me to let him take Cousin Sarah around town. And I'll be $20 to the good. I just see the big flounder coming across the street. And this time, I think I got the right bait for the hook. I'll get on the phone.
Well, hi, Kingfish.
Excuse me, Anna. I was on the phone here. Miss, you was a millionaire's daughter. Sure, I know you got a Cadillac. I know you pay top dollar for a cute escort, but there's an acute shortage of cute escorts.
Kingfish must be in some kind of a business here.
Well, I saw her. Looking at my list here, all I got left to take out tonight is a Spanish-American War veteran and an Eagle Scout. Well, you can have your choice. Well, it boils down to is you can either spend the evening hearing about the Battle of San Juan Hill or learning how to make fire with flint and steel. Well, if I get any new merchandise, I'll let you know. Goodbye.
Hey, what is this business you in making dates for gals?
Well, I run an escort service, Andy. I'm producing dates for women on a big scale. In other words, I'm doing for romance what Henry Ford done for the Model T.
Well, then how come you can't get a date for this millionaire's daughter?
Well, I run into a shortage, Andy. Things are pretty tight right now. According to the latest surveys, there's shortages of steel, magnesium, zinc, television tubes, and lover boys.
Yeah, well, tell me more about this escort service, Kingfish. After all, you know, when it comes to taking out a beautiful gal, I am as patriotic as the next fella.
Well, how you like this, Andy? Here I is looking around for a flower of manhood. And all the time, there's a petunia blooming right in front of me. But the only thing is, Andy, I think the qualifications might be too rough for you.
Well, I know I can do better than a Boy Scout. And I'll tell you another thing. I has had battles that'll top San Juan Hill.
Well, the qualifications are tougher than you might think, Andy. Tell me this, can you smooch for 8 hours at a stretch without food or water? Can you sit in some swanky nightclub eating filet mignon and caviar with nothing to wash it down but champagne?
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun finding out, though.
Suppose the work is hard, but we reward you well for your trouble. After they has been with us for a while, some of our escorts make as much as $100 a week.
Sign me up, Kingfish. I'll take that millionaire's daughter that just called up.
Oh, not so fair, then. We run this escort organization like Army. We got to start off with your basic training first. After all, in the Army, you start off as a colonel.
You don't.
Yeah, they put you on KP, and they assign you to scrubbing up the pots. And looking over my list of girls here, I think I got just a pot for you.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Well, I might as well get started with the basic training and get it over with. What's the gal's name?
Oh, she's a country gal, Ender. She's getting in on the 11 o'clock train at the 125th Street Station tomorrow morning. Her name is Sarah Thompson. Now, natural, you being basic training, you don't draw no salary.
Hold it right there, Kingfish. Listen here, this escort service, this ain't another scheme of yours to have me meet one of your wife's relatives, is it?
Now, Ender, how would you ever get an idea like this?
Well, about 2 years ago, you done elected me mayor of New York, give me a 4-foot key to the city, and sent me down to the docks to greet a channel swimmer.
Well, now, wait a minute, Ender.
And when I got there, they was unloading the elephant in one of them cargo slings. I went up to give the animal a peanut, and it turned out to be your wife's sister, Florescent.
I forgot about that. Look, Ender, I go tell you the truth now. Now, don't get mad. This gal I want you to meet is my Sapphire's cousin, Sarah Thompson.
No, sir, the deal is off. I is resigning as of now.
Now, look, Ender, tell you what I'll do. If you will meet this gal and take her around town, I'll reimburse you. As a matter of fact, I'll brush you for the sum of $10. Now, look, there's $10. Get rid of it.
$10, huh? Well, I ain't doing nothing tomorrow, no way. Okay, Kingfish, it's a deal. I'll meet your cousin Sarah tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
Fine, Anna, let's go down to the drugstore and cinch the thing with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and if cousin Sarah's as ugly as you say she is, for the sake of my stomach, I better prepare myself with a couple of soda tablets, too.
Yeah, come on, let's go, boy. Miss Kingfish, can I see you?
We're on our way out, Lightning. We'll see you later.
Okay. I wanted to give this telegram to the Kingfish. I better open it and see if there's anything important. Unable to arrive New York 11 o'clock tomorrow, will call long distance new time of arrival. Signed, Cousin Sarah. Well, I hope I remember to give this to the Kingfish.
Now, do you have all the details straight? This is one of the most important assignments the department has ever given a police woman.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Now, we've got to break up this gang of mashers who've been meeting these out-of-town girls at the station and robbing them.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm to dress as much like an out-of-town girl as possible.
Uh-huh.
Stake out all day at the 125th Street Station and try to get picked up for one of those mashers.
Right. And I want you to look as naive as possible. Get a couple of those straw suitcases.
Yes, and I'll even wear a white carnation.
Good idea. And I tell you, Policewoman Carter, the department intends to throw the book at the man who picks you up.
Happy little wash day song, for a wash that's whiter and brighter than you. Rinso washes, Rinso new.
Rinso white,
whiter than new.
Rinso white,
brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso white.
Rinso new.
Rinso new, it's true. Rinso, the only soap that contains solium, gets white clothes whiter and washable colors brighter than new. That statement is certified by the laboratories of the United States Testing Company, Incorporated. Yes, Rinso gets clothes Rinso new, because Rinso puts sunshine in your wash, even if you dry it indoors. It's a fact that no other soap gets your wash so white or so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, solium. Use Rinso for your heaviest wash. You'll see for yourself that Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is safe for your clothes and kind to your hands. So on wash day, use Rinso and see your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso white,
Rinso new.
Happy little wash day song.
It's 11:15. Andy ought to have met Cousin Sarah by now. I believe I'll, George Kingfish Stevens speaking.
This is Andy Kingfish. I was calling from the station. I just picked up Cousin Sarah.
Oh, did you have any trouble finding her?
Oh, no. Spotted her right away. She was wearing a white carnation and carrying two of them straw suitcases. I went up to her and say, I is Andy Brown, friend of the families, and I'm going to spend the next 2 days showing you the town.
Oh, fine. By the way, Andy, how's your stomach holding up?
Oh, no, Kingfish. Now, that's the funny part. You know, your cousin Sarah is a beautiful gal. She is a knockout.
Knockout, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's strange. I guess that's nature's way of showing Sapphire's family what a human being looks like. Where are you headed, friend?
Well, right now, I'm taking over to the aquarium and then to the museum. I'm saving the park till after sundown.
Fine. For every once in a while, let me know how you're making out.
Yeah, okay. And Kingfisher, she's as friendly as she looks. I might even give you back your $10.
Okay, so long, Andy. Well, there's one thing. The problem with Cousin Sarah is off my mind. Now, what's Andy calling back so soon? What you want this time, dummy?
I have a long-distance phone call from Mr. George Stevens.
Oh, excuse me. I was George Stevens.
You may go ahead now, madam.
George Stevens? This is Cousin Sarah.
Cousin Sarah, what you doing calling me long distance when you was down at the railroad station?
Station? Cousin George, I still down here in Georgia.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sarah. Let's slow down here now. How can you be down there when you was up here?
But I ain't up there. I was down here.
Now, hold the phone while I separate the hairs from the dead. Now, I know you was up here because my friend Andy just met you at the station. Now, stop telling me you was down there.
Cousin George, didn't you get my telegram?
Telegram?
Yes, I done missed my connection. I can't get another train till tomorrow. I won't arrive in New York until day after that.
Yeah.
Well, you and Cousin Sapphire meet me at the train.
Oh, yeah, we'll meet you, but don't go playing no tricks on me. Be sure it's you this time. So long. Oh, me, Cousin Sarah, is down in Georgia, and get the gal Andy met say she's Cousin Sarah. I was confused here. But I got an idea that when I figured out, I'm going to need artificial respiration. Who is this gal that Andy done met? Holy smokes. Maybe she's a bluebeard without the whiskers. On the other hand, it might be all innocent mistake. I got to get to the bottom of this thing. Oh, Shorty, come in, Shorty. How is it?
Hey, Wicked. I just had the most wonderful... I don't know when I enjoyed myself. So it was the most thrilling experience I must knew with you.
Listen, Shorty. Suppose on one hand a woman was a crook, and then on the other hand she wasn't. How would you find out for sure?
Well, if you just got a hold of her pocketbook and went through it, then you'd know. You see, a pocketbook reveals everything about a woman.
Yeah, but how is I going to separate the woman from the pocketbook?
Well, do it by force. After all, no red-blooded man is afraid of a woman, is he?
Who's not? Let me figure out how I can get Andy to do it, though.
What's this all about, Kingfish?
Well, listen, Shorty. I can't give you the details, but the gal who is my cousin Sarah Ann. She's the imposter.
Mm.
I tell you one thing, before we try to snatch the purse away from her, I better get Andy to lure her in the basement and lock her up down there under some prefix.
Yeah, that's right, boy. The thing to do is grab the gal, throw your arms around her, and hold her tight so she can't move. Get a good grip on her. And hold her. You need any help?
No, Shorty. I think me and Andy can handle the gal.
From the third precinct, Lieutenant Davis speaking.
Hello, Lieutenant. This is Policewoman Carter checking in.
Oh, fine. I was getting worried about you. How you making out with that masher? You say he introduced himself as Andy Brown?
That's right.
Sounds like an alias to me. Has he made any attempt to rob you yet?
No, but I have a feeling that he's not exactly the brains of the outfit.
Why?
Well, first he took me to the aquarium, and then we took a bus and went up to Grant's tomb. And get this, he asked the guard who was buried there.
Sounds like a pose to throw you off your guard. You have any definite leads?
Yes. He just made a phone call, and now he wants to take me to some place called the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall. He's acted very suspicious since he made that phone call. Keeps looking at my handbag.
Well, you play along with him, but be careful.
Yes, sir.
And if you get in a tight spot, don't be afraid to use that pistol you have in your purse.
And this here's the meeting room. This is where we keeps the grand seal and all the high stuff mackerel and stuff like that.
You certainly have an elaborate front, set up here.
Yeah, and now through this door here is the basement.
Just a minute. I don't want to see the basement.
Oh, sure you does. People come from miles around to admire our oil burner. Now, come on, get down there, please.
Let go of me. Let go of my purse.
Oh, no, you don't. There you is. Ain't gonna do you no good to holler. Nobody's gonna hear you.
Linda, see you got the purse.
Yeah, and she's safe in the basement for a while, Kingfish. Now let's go through the purse here.
Yeah, now we can clear this thing up. Yeah. Find out whether she's a crook or an innocent girl. See if you can find a wallet in there, innit?
Yeah. Wait a minute, now I got something here. Oh, that's just a lipstick.
One of them novelty lipsticks in the shape of a bullet.
Yeah. I'm just looking on the back of it here. You ever hear of a cosmetic firm by the name of Colt 45?
Hey, wait a minute, Anna. That might be just a coincidence. See if you can find anything else in there, definitely.
Yeah. Look at this, Kingfish.
Holy smokes, it's a pistol, Anna.
Yeah, look there. It's full of them Colt 45 lipsticks.
Well, now, wait a minute, Anna. Let's not panic here. Come on, boy. Get out from under that desk there.
Okay.
We got to be calm and unconnected. There's still one possibility. This might be just one of them cigarette lighters that they makes in the shape of a gun.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let me see the thing, Andy.
Got any more theories, Kingfish?
Look, Andy, I'll tell you what we'll do. You stay here and stand guard over the gal, and I'll go run for help.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. You stand guard, and I'll run for help. That loaded gun just put me in a mood for running like I ain't never been in before.
No, Andy.
Look, Kingfish, we'll both run for help.
No, Andy, we'll probably trample ourselves to death before we get out the room here.
Listen, Kingfish, we ain't getting no place arguing. I'll guard her. Go ahead, and you go for the police.
Yeah. Get in there, and put a chair against the wall.
Yeah, okay, Kingfish.
Oh, me, what a mess. I better take this pocketbook down to the police station as evidence. What's this that fell out? A badge. New York Police Department, policewoman number 476. Holy smokes. This ain't no chicken inspector badge. But what would a policewoman be doing posing as a cousin from... Hey, wait a minute. Sapphire say there's a masher gang of robbers. How to rob another town gals. Oh, me. The police done set a trap and we done walked right into it. They'll think we was the masher gang. Sapphire's out of town. They'll never believe me.
Kingfish, ain't you gone for the police yet?
Going right away, Andy.
Yeah, well, how soon will he be back? I am scared.
Well, I don't know, Andy. The police pretty busy these days. I got an idea I might not be back for a couple of weeks.
This is Ken Niles. Ma'am, if you're one of the folks who say seeing is believing, then I want you to see for yourself the amazing things I've been saying about Rinso. Use Rinso next wash day, and you'll see your wash come out beautifully bright, whiter, brighter than new. Yes, Rinso, with the amazing scientific ingredient Solium, washes white clothes whiter than new. Washable colors actually brighter than new. Those results are certified by the laboratories of the United States Testing Company, Incorporated. All your wash is Rinso new. And it's because Rinso and only Rinso contains Solium. And Rinso is safe for your clothes and kind to your hands. So get Rinso right away.
Well, Calhoun, the lawyer, I gotta see you right away because I got a problem and need your clear thinking on it.
Well, what's up, Kingfish, old pal?
Well, Sapphire was supposed to meet my cousin Sarah, who was coming to New York.
Yeah?
But instead, I had Andy meet her at the train.
Oh.
And we thought she was a crook. locked her up in the basement, and then she turned out to be a policewoman. Understand?
Yep, clear the bell. Only one thing bothers me.
What's that, Calhoun?
When did Sapphire join the force?
No, Sapphire ain't no policewoman.
Well, your cousin Sarah then is a policewoman.
No, Calhoun.
Well, that only leaves Andy, and I know he ain't got the qualification.
Listen, Calhoun, we got a policewoman locked up in the basement of the lodge, and poor Andy, who was over there standing guard, don't even know she's a policewoman.
Ooh. I think this is a case of what Andy don't know gonna hurt him.
Yeah, well, I've been planning on sticking Andy from the beginning. But how is I gonna do it without revolving myself?
Well, that gonna be hard, cause the policewoman done seed you, and she can identify you.
No, she ain't never seen me, Calhoun.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Maybe you can convince Andy that he done this whole thing himself.
Well, how I gonna do that? I've been with him. And
well, there's a famous story where a fella walked 15 miles and killed a fella during a mental blackout and never knowed he left the house.
Oh, I see angle. Make Andy believe he done it all by himself when he was mentally blacked out. Yeah, well, the thing is worth a try. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, that's right. Kingfish, you know, men has been sacrificing themselves for others for years. Now, take, for example, the captain of that great French liner, the Marseillaise. The ship was sinking, and the captain was leaving the ship on the last lifeboat when a woman rushed up to him with a baby in her arms and said, "Captain, give me your place in the boat and let my baby be saved." The French captain uttered that famous phrase, "Madame, qui m'apprend la liberté du maritime."
What does that mean?
I'll give you a shot in the head.
Well, hello there, Brother Andy.
Oh, boy, I'm so glad you was back, Kingfish. What are we going to do about that woman?
Woman? What woman is that, Andy?
The woman we got locked up in the basement.
Excuse me, Andy, did you say something about us having a woman locked up somewhere?
Certainly, you was the one that told me to do it.
Andy, if I wasn't sure that you was a teetotalitarian, I'd swear that you've been nibbling at the sterno again.
Kingfish, you know we got a woman locked up down there. You went out for help 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Andy, I don't know what you're talking about. You know very well that I has been out of town for 2 days. I has been so journeying in the country.
What are you talking about, Kingfish? Is you out of your mind? We've been together all day. Why, you sent me down to meet your cousin Sarah, then you found that gun in her purse, and we just locked her up and you run out for help.
Let me look you in the eyes. Yeah.
What's the matter?
You got that faraway look in your eye, ain't it? Like you is here, but your eyeballs is in Jersey City. And I got bad news for you. You done it again.
Done what again?
Blacked out, boy. You know, I was a little worried about you when you, seed me off on that plane 2 days ago.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. You mean that I was at an airport?
Yeah. And to say the least, you was acting mighty peculiar. You asked for clearance from the tower, then stretched out your arms and tried to take off down the runway. Then as they led you away, you kept screaming, "Let me go! MacArthur needs all the planes he can get!"
Listen, Kingfish, I don't remember nothing about no airports or nothing. I just remember about Cousin Sarah. And you tell me now things that didn't happen happened, and things that happened didn't happen. Now, how could that happen?
Well, Andy, to sum the whole thing up, the mind is the motor of the body. In other words, between the mind and the body, there is a system of gears. And the way you've been talking, I think you done stripped your transmission.
No, me, I was confused here. All I know is there's a woman locked up in the basement. Now, what are we going to do about it?
We, Andy, I think this blackout's affecting your speech. You has used the valve we when you should have used the consonant I. After all, boy, I was hundreds of miles away from here while you was locking up this policewoman. So the thing for you to do was to go down to the station house and give yourself up, you see?
Hold it, Kingfish. You just say something there that unscripts my transmission. You say the gal is a policewoman. How you know that?
Well, that's simple. After all, I found the bag. The purse. I didn't know.
Kingfish, stand where you is. I about to administer you the permanent type of blackout. The kind where they throws dirt in your face.
Well, now, wait a minute, Anna. Don't forget that we is brothers and we is all in this thing together. One for all for one, lovey-dovey, and all that stuff. Now, the thing is...
Hey, wait a minute. Look who's coming across the street there. Two policemen.
Holy smokes. When they find that policewoman locked up in the basement, we is gone. Quick, Andy, out the back door.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on. Oh.
Oh, boy. Kingfish, this time I'm going to start running and keep running. The next fella I talk to is going to be Death Valley Scotty.
All right, Amos, you keep the taxi here in the alley with the motor running. We is going to sneak up to the apartment and get my suitcase.
Yeah, and honk the horn if you spot any policemen.
Oh, listen, fellas, I still don't think you ought to run away. You ought to go to the police and tell them the story.
Nothing doing. Did you see the papers this morning? Say, policewoman abducted. And we as the ducks have done it, too.
Yeah, we really got to get out of town, Amos. The cops is really out to break up this masher gang. There's got cops all over the stations and the bus terminal. The paper say the police is taking every precaution to make sure no gal gets mixed up with them mashers again. Come on, Andy.
Yeah, come on.
Well, you fellas knows what you're doing. As long as you made up your mind, I'll do all I can to help you.
Yeah, well, we'll be right back, Amos.
Okay, Andy. Now, we'll go up the back way here and get my suitcase. And then we'll head for the open road. Sapphire's still over to Mama's. I'll drop a line from California and explain everything. Let's get on in the door here.
Why, Cousin George, I'm here. I'm your Cousin Sarah from Georgia.
Well, Cousin Sarah, I forgot all about you getting in today. How did you find your way up here from the station?
Well, at the station, they must have guessed I was a girl from out of town. They're awful worried about the gang of mashers. They had someone escort me up to the apartment. She's putting my bags. Oh, here she is. I want you to meet her.
Well, Kingfish, it's the policewoman.
Oh, no.
Stand where you are. You're under arrest.
You know something, Andy? That Ken Niles is a smart man.
A bachelor, huh?
Oh, no. I mean, when he talks to the ladies, he always says something that they agree with.
Well, Amos, that's an easy thing to do when you're talking about Rinso, because all over the world, more women use Rinso than any other type of wash day product. Rinso, with amazing solium, gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. That's because Rinso and only Rinso contains solium. Get Rinso right away.
Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
It's here, the miracle of modern shortening. Spry is homogenized.
Homogenized?
Homogenized. Spry is homogenized.
There you spry.
All spry in the blue gingham can is homogenized. It costs no more. Best for all your bacon fry. Spry is homogenized.
Better you spry.
Be sure to be with us next Sunday at this same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso with Solium, will again present The Amos and Andy Show, which is written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosher, and Bob Ross. Stay tuned for the Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.